rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Friday, April 24th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. If you have any questions or comments, text them to me at 231-360-5140, and we'll continue with the conversation past Chatfield, Adolf Hitler, and broken promises.
Okay, you can't trust Hitler. Okay, obviously, it's you look backward and you can't trust them. Okay, look, now today, we are in conflict. We're at a pause, negotiations, trying to get to some sort of an agreement with whoever is running Iran for peace. Everybody wants peace. Okay, can you trust Iran? They're supposed to be committed. In 2015, there was an agreement, commitment to nuclear non-proliferation. They weren't going to try to develop a nuclear weapon. Now, everybody knows, all our intelligence agencies, Republicans, Democrats, everybody knows that they are trying to make a nuclear weapon. And we bombed them in the summer, and we're taking them out now because they've never really said we'll never do it. We said, we're an independent sovereign nation. We'll do what we think we have to do. But they signed this years ago, and I remember of course we want peace. You know, President Obama wanted peace. Nobody wants to go to war. Fine. I get that. No, who does? But do we think that the clerics, the mullahs or the ayatollahs that run Iran, are they more committed to peace or to their Shia Islam, which they think that by starting a world war is going to bring the Islamic Messiah to this earth? Which ones have more commitment? Can we trust anything that they say? Okay. Now, they've also promised numerous times, Iran, to not support terrorism. And they got a lot of proxy groups. That means they are funding terrorism all over the world. Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, all of the Houthis, all over the world. And this is not just something that President Trump and that the Republicans know. It's just everybody knows this. They keep doing it. And the question is, at this point, what do we do about that? Should we just simply hope, because we don't want to go to war, that they will not? We just pray this time that they will keep their word and not build a nuclear weapon. Okay? Should we? Should we
absolutely
just hope that they
not
won't?
Let me stop you right there. And this goes back. This is something that I don't think the media is telling the people. I don't think they want this narrative out there. What they've been doing for the last 47 years, the amount of death, the amount of maiming, blowing off legs of our American soldiers, these improvised roadside bombs, these guys were the inventors of it. These guys funded it. These guys provided it to all these terrorist groups. You know, they're Hamas, Hezbollah, crazy people. And the thing that people don't understand, they want to eliminate Israel off the face of the earth. They want to eliminate the United States. They hate us. Death to America. Death to Israel. You don't hear anybody else talking like this. And again, I want to stress the importance of this. The actual government of Iran is not a sovereign elected, duly elected government. This was a takeover. When they ran the Shah of Iran out of the country and simply took over the military, this has been a coup that's been in place for 47 years. Not only, like you say, we can't trust them like we couldn't trust Hitler, they're even worse than Hitler because they want the weaponry and the nuclear bombs and the ballistic missiles to go after Europe, to go after even their Middle Eastern neighbors, and maybe potentially long-range missiles far enough, long enough, that can even hit New York and Washington, D.C. These people are crazy.
It's a part of their theology. See, that's...
Yes.
It's a part of their theology. Now, let me give you another historical reference here. Yeah, after World War II, we were in the Cold War with the Soviet Union, and the communists were determined to spread communism across the entire world. And we did have... there was a Cold War, and we built nuclear weapons. They built nuclear weapons, and it was to the point where if a nuclear exchange would have occurred, it was like, you know, sad. I mean, it would have been really, really bad. Mutual assured destruction. We'd been sad because we'd all have been destroyed. And the communists were bent on taking over the world, but they didn't have a death wish. See, we've seen this with some of these, I'm just some, now please don't get bent out of shape, Islamists who have a death wish. They would rather die and by killing Americans, the great Satan. That's their mentality. They think they're going to go to heaven by doing that. You just have to see it. And now there's a lot of our libertarian friends, and here's the big problem. We're in bad political straits. That's the thing right now. We'll get to this in a second. The president's in bad political straits because you've got most of the conservatives are still with him, and a lot of the, the MAGA crowd is with him. But some of the MAGA crowd are following the more libertarian thinking. So, well, no, you broke your promise. This is not about helping America. I mean, what is Benjamin Netanyahu got on Trump? He's, you know, because he's telling Trump what to do. Hey, that Randy Bishop, how much money is he getting from Israel to say what he says? I mean, people just, excuse me, that's stupid. Are you getting checks from Israel for
absolutely
Randy?
Not at all.
Give us a break. Come on. Yeah. I mean, even if you didn't think that anything theologically about Israel, they are a stable Republican form of government. No, I get it. They don't grant complete freedom to Christians to evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know that. I've been there. But they don't put people in jail. I mean, it's kind of cold. And they don't put their faith in Christ, but a lot of our fellow Americans don't either. But they still are stable, and they are an ally in the region, at the very least. But this whole war was about America, protecting America first. And Trump had the courage to say, look, I'm not going to put this off on another president. If we wait too much longer, once they have a nuclear weapon, then what leverage do they have on Europe and us? So he took the initiative and did it. But the Iranians are not stupid either. They know about the War Powers Act. They know that they know the temperature of the American people. We don't want another war. I get it. But my thinking is now, as much as I hate to say this, well, I sure, a lot of Americans, I hope that we can get something signed by the Iranians that they'll negotiate peace. Well, I don't think you can trust anything they say. And they're just playing for time. And they think they have times on their side, and maybe they're right. I don't know. I don't know how the politics in the United States is going to play out. What is this going to do to the midterms elections? Believe it, President Trump's no dummy. He can see what's happening here. And I like a lot of people say, well, you just do what's right. Don't worry about politics. Listen, every politician worries about politics, even the president. You got to see how this is going to play out. And it's not looking so good. But that said, here we are. Our military has done tremendously. But I'm not so sure, I don't believe, that we can trust Iran. We're going to have to finish this. And I would say finish it sooner than later. Oh, but we don't want any boots on the ground. It may take some boots on the ground. This is all there is to it. We don't like it. I don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Did you hear what President Trump said yesterday?
I heard a lot of what he said.
In the Oval Office, reporter questioning him about how long this was going to go on and when is it going to end and what is the exit strategy. And Donald Trump said, look, I got plenty enough time to get a great deal for America, get a great deal for Europe, get a great deal for Israel. I'm under no pressure. I've got plenty enough time. However,
I heard him say that.
Right? He did say.
Yes.
I'm giving them a couple more days to get their act together. And if they don't get their act together soon, I'm going to bomb the hell out of them. I'm taking out their electric grid. I'm taking out their bridges. Do I got to get their attention? Maybe so. Because until I get a deal that is a great deal for America, great deal for the region, okay, I'm not going to let anything jeopardize that process. Right now, the blockade is working. They're losing $500 million a day in oil revenues. They're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of missiles. They're going to run out of the ability to continue fighting us. And when we get them broken, they'll come to the table. We'll get the deal. If not, I'm prepared to. He's even got more ships going into the region. And you know,
I know what he's saying, Randy.
They got to come to the table sooner than later.
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying. I'm not sure I think he might know better. I don't know. It comes to a point where, you know, these people never keep their word ever. They just don't keep their word.
Right.
But he's playing the political side of it. Nobody wants to go to war. Nobody wants boots on the ground. It's just the way it is. But I don't think Iran can be trusted.
I think the boots on the ground is going to come when we have to go in there and get the enriched uranium. That is a military process, a police process that will require it, but we will not be fighting. We will not be shooting. The boots on the ground will come in and extract it.
I think that these clerics over there, they know if they lose power, there's a lot of Iranian people, and I would argue the majority of them are going to hunt them down, and they're going to be in their lives may not be spared. So I don't think they're going to give up power that quickly, that easily. Now, God help us.
Amen. Final segment of our conversation today with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our conversation. Got a couple of text messages during the break, Pastor Chatfield. This comes from the Gaylord area. Trucker, I agree with you. I trust President Trump and his military advisors to do the right thing. I don't think he's necessarily feeling that the November elections will be affected, because if this is wrapped up in May, this next month, that's still 6 months from the election. Got another comment. You need to watch more than Fox News. I do. I watch a ton of different. I watch Russian TV. I watch Al Jazeera America, their English-speaking news. The Middle East, Qatar, Yemen, UAE, the list goes on and on and on. Saudi Arabia, they want Donald Trump to finish this. These are Middle Eastern Muslim Arabic countries that want the president to do this and to get it done. Europe, if they were honest with everybody, they would come out and say they want him to get it done. They don't want to be a part of it because they're chicken craps. That's the bottom line. Oh, we don't want to tick them off. We don't want to offend China. China isn't getting any oil right now. What do you think this is doing to China's energy system? If they're not getting oil from Iran, what do they got to do? Buy it from us? Buy it from Saudi Arabia? They're not getting it from Iran at cheap on the dollar. He's putting pressure on China. Putin's even watching this. This has so many ramifications.
It does, and it's complicated. There's a lot of angles. To remind the listeners about the War Powers Act, the Democrats. In case you guys don't know, it's not looking great for the midterms right now. But things can change. I get that.
Six months away.
I get it. I know that. However, my main point here is you can't trust Iran. I don't believe you can. I don't believe you can trust. And I do trust the president. He wants peace. He's a deal maker. But sometimes a deal isn't going to work with people that don't abide by the agreements of the deal. At some point, you got to say they're not going to make a deal here, or we're not going to let them because. And let me tell you something else. I would almost make a prediction here if I was. Things aren't going to end nice in Iran, one way or another. If there's a regime change, I don't see how this can. You can have regime change in Iran without some sort of civil war. I don't see how that'll happen, because the people, the remnants of the Ayatollahs that are still in power, who have still have guns. I don't have a lot of capability to hurt us, but they've got machine guns. How's it going to be? You think they're going to give up power voluntarily? No, they're not going
absolutely
to.
Not.
And
nope.
if the Iranian people don't have weapons, so how are they going to change governments with no weapons? It's not going to end up nice, no matter which way it goes. No, I still support the president. I do wish the president would not. I wish he would just cease and desist making unforced political errors in some areas we've talked about. I wish a lot of things, but we're in this now, everybody. Here's my plea. We're in this now. What's the best way forward? We have to finish this. We just have to finish it. And I do trust the president here. I think he wants to do what's right. I do. And I trust Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth. I trust them. Our military, I trust them. Even our intelligence agencies. They're talking about things. I guarantee you this. There's some sort of plan somewhere out there that if we don't get an agreement, there's going to be some sort of an attempt of regime change somewhere. I don't have any idea how that could be affected, but I'm sure they're talking about it. And so pray for our country, support the president. I do. That's my lesson.
Absolutely. Well, in the other final point I want to make on this, the Democrats, the fake news, the corporate legacy media, NBC, CNN, blah, 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 blah. They hate Donald Trump. They hate our president. I believe some of these people hate our country. They want America to fundamentally be changed. And I'm sorry, I don't like the changes they want for our country.
Right. Here's something interesting. I saw George W. Bush. I don't know how old this. I saw a clip of him, but it's recent. He was on. He was at NBC News talking with him. And, and everybody was kind of liking him. It seemed like, he's a former president. I wish, he was a good Republican. But, hey, we went to war in 2003 with Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction that in the end they didn't even have. And he was hated, and they didn't like him when he was in power. See, they never liked. Listen, they didn't like Reagan when he was in power. You got to see past all these things. We get kind of a more long-distance view of this. If Iran is not a regime that can be trusted. They cannot be trusted. And Trump is strong enough to do the right thing. To win the war, we got to finish this up.
Amen. Absolutely. Appreciate it. Good conversation. Great text messages. We're going to be hearing you on Sunday from 11 to noon at church services. Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church. We'll take a short break. Hour number 3. Thank you, Pastor Chatfield.
Thank you. Amen. For listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Harry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us that dough. 4747, give us room to go. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer. Hear the people cheer. Preparing the lead, got nothing to fear.